I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics' viral tubing mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to another episode of Make It Cute. I'm so happy that you're here. We are going to be talking about something that is super relevant, super just like, you know, super exciting. But before we do that, I'm going to give you a little bit of update on my life. This is my kind of free-for-all episode. If you remember, we have a couple series going, the Am I the Asshole series, which you guys have been loving, and keep sharing that, keep submitting, keep like suggesting. I am so glad that you all love that series. I love that series, and I think you can tell whenever I'm, you know, doing those episodes that I'm very just at peace and I'm very at home. And, you know, I think those episodes are going to end up being a little bit longer just because I can talk for that long. I love those episodes. Nonetheless, sorry I didn't put out an episode last week. I missed you all so much. I had my flu shot and I was down for the count. So I just was not able to get an episode out because I usually record after in the latter half of the week. I can't speak today. Which is not great because I'm about to be speaking for, you know, roughly 25 to 30 minutes. But nonetheless, yes, I had a flu shot, which just kind of put me out on my ass, for lack of a better term. And I just was down for the count for about a day or two. And I just didn't have anything in the vault. I'm not T-Swift. Unfortunately, I don't have all my greatest hits recorded in a secret vault that I can release at will. But nonetheless, I think, you know, we're gonna kind of get back into the routine, but let's catch up. So I got my flu shot. I got a new phone. I got the iPhone 13. The cinematic mode on that thing is amazing. I really need to start making more videos. And I am gonna do some more weekend vlogs. I just haven't had the chance because I have only had the phone for like a week, but more weekend vlogs, more food videos, more high quality posts. And I think it's just gonna be so much more fun because, you know, if my content isn't at least engaging, at least it'll be nice to look at. That's at TikTok, you know, suppressing all my views except on one video. And that's actually kind of the topic for today, but I'm not going to jump into that. Last time I talked to you guys, I think I was on my way to Iceland, or maybe I just got back. The trip was amazing. Solo traveling is amazing. Waiting to live your life because others aren't ready to do it on your timetable, don't do that. You cannot wait for others to live your life for you. I am a huge proprietor of that, and that is how I live my life. I say, this is what I'm doing. You are more than welcome to join and hang out and tag along, but I'm not going to wait for you in order for me to do this and have the fun that I want to have and do all of the things that I want to do. So, you know, it's reality, it's life, but I had a great time in Iceland, just in case I haven't updated y'all since I have been. Nonetheless, like I said, TikTok, hello, if you're listening, one, stop suppressing my videos, and two, why is the only video you are showing to people a video that everyone else made? I guess it's a trend, but, and I hopped on it pretty late. But that's kind of like today's topic. She is the moment. She is an icon. She is a legend. I wish that she was actually here. That would be even better so that we could talk about her with her here. But I'm not bold enough to try and like join the flood that is probably her DMs right now. Nonetheless, Emily Mariko, we're talking about her. We're going to be making some salmon rice because that is my only video that has hit the For You page with any type of traction in months. It has been forever since I had a video hit the FYP, and the analytics of it, they're not perfect. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's an amazing video. It's like a 10-second video of me making salmon rice randomly one day, and I decided to pull out my camera and film it. I've been eating this salmon rice so many times. Like every time I'm working from home for lunch, you can catch me eating that salmon rice, and there is no shame about it. I have no shame when it comes to that. Nonetheless, Emily Mariko, it's crazy because she's not new to the whole influencing game and to the having a following and to posting content, but I think her niche has really changed. I think that she used to be more so in the fashion niche and kind of that, but now she's really deep into food. People just love watching her make food and love watching her eat food, myself included. I am proud to say that, you know, I am an early Emily adapter. I think I followed her when she was still like in 1 million. I think she has like 5 million now. She just got verified. Super proud. I feel like I've watched this girl just like grow insanely much. Like how influential do you have to be to have your own section at Walmart to make this salmon rice? Yes, salmon rice has existed before her. It'll exist long after her. But right now, the trend of making it, she started it. And I can admit that. I'm not too proud to admit that, but I think that's one thing that is really cool about kind of how she got started was all it took was one video, a video of her making her lunch, and look where she is now. And I kind of want to talk about her, but I also want to talk about the concept of branding, and how people become their own brands and how you can brand yourself and how I've branded myself. I've been pretty transparent about the fact that, you know, social media is a perception. It is not the reality of life. It is not the reality of things. But nonetheless, I think we all still kind of fall into this realm of believing that social media is this absolute thing and believing that it is something that really needs to dictate our lives. My Instagram is extremely curated. I don't post anything without thinking about it. I don't caption anything haphazardly. I always think it through. I go through like 4 or 5 captions. I go through 4 or 5 different edits of a pic. I can fully admit that. My Instagram has become a little bit less curated, but it's also curated in that sense because I'm wanting to kind of seem a little bit more chill, a little bit more carefree, a little bit more just authentic. But is it really authenticity if it's planned? I don't think so. Nonetheless, what Emily Mariko has done with her platform and with her branding is so freaking smart. The fact that she was able to pivot so quickly, she literally went from making like these fashion videos and these basically everything but food. And soon as she saw that food was the thing that was going to propel her career into the sky, she jumped on. She was like, I'm going to make every recipe known to man. I'm going to show my farmer's market haul. I went to the farmer's market for the first time in like years because of her. Like, I was influenced. And I think that's the whole point. I think that's a true influencer, someone who influences people to do something. I wouldn't consider myself an influencer. I'm not really influencing people to do things or anything along those lines. That's why I identify as a content creator. I create content. I'm not influencing. I'm maybe a micro influencer at best, but nonetheless, it's so crazy how this woman was able to just capture the world and become a household name in such a short amount of time. I went to work and my friend asked me, she's like, have you tried the Emily Marika Bowl? Like, and I'm like, of course. I've been eating it every week. I literally buy salmon weekly now just so I can make a salmon rice bowl. It is insane. And it's not that I didn't have the ingredients before. I have soy sauce. I had a little bit of sesame oil because I'm a spicy broad. But, you know, I already had QP mayo. I already had sriracha. I already had rice. Like, I mean, I already had all the components except for salmon. And now salmon is a part of my weekly shopping routine because I'm just like, I need to have this. I need to have this rice. And anywhere you go, Emily, I will follow, like the song from The Waitress. Wherever you go, I won't be far to follow. Like, that is where I'm at. And I think that's where a lot of the world is at. And her branding is so cool. One, I mean, she's just so smart. And I don't think people realize that she and her now fiance, congrats boo, met at Columbia, which is insane. So she is Ivy League educated, and then they moved to California so he could go to Stanford. Yeah, not one amazing school, but two. And she's done all these things, and he's done all these things, and they've done all these things. And it's just like, that's just like a little kind of peek into their highlight reel. But nonetheless, her branding is so smart because she is super educated, probably comes from a somewhat like, you know, money background, but she seems normal. She seems relatable. Some of these influencers, and here's the thing, I follow these influencers. I'm mutual with some of these influencers. Some of these influencers really are to the point where they want to kind of portray this unachievable, unattainable life. But Emily, she's just making her food in her kitchen, going to the farmer's market, prepping her fridge. Like, you know, I think she's doing very normal, relatable things. And that's why we've all sunk our teeth into her. It has been only a couple weeks, I feel like, since like she really just kind of like took off and blew up. And I hate using the term blew up or whatever the case may be, but it's so true. Overnight, she became this household figure, this household name, and the chokehold that she has on my For You page. She made a pot roast video, and she decided to make it in two parts. And obviously, I don't comment a lot. If you see me commenting on a post, it's because I really like it, or I can really relate, or I really just thought, wow, this is comedic gold, and I have to share this with the world. But I don't comment often, but I read the comments a lot. And one thing I see on her video of the pot roast, it was a two-part video, and people were like, oh, yes, I can always trust my For You page to bring me back to the part two of this video. I had so much anxiety waiting for it. And I was like, am I like this? And the answer was yes. Whenever I saw that she was making a video in multiple parts, I was like, oh my God, I need part two right now. Please say psych. Please say this is a joke. Please say that you actually have this video ready for me. Please tell me that you're doing this in real time and that I don't have to wait in order to get my fix. I felt like, you know, it was a little crazy. It was a little kooky. But nonetheless, I did feel like that. I really felt like, wow, I hope I see part two. I hope I'm there when part two comes out. I hope that it comes across my For You page. And you know what? It did. And again, her branding is just so relatable. It was a pot roast. I shouldn't be this invested in a pot roast. I should be invested in my future or you know, some other like adult matter like taxes or bullshit like that. But you know what I'm invested in? I'm invested in this woman making a pot roast for herself and for her fiance, presumably. Who am I? Everything she, like, I mean, obviously everyone can do wrong, and especially the higher your follower counts, the higher your range of influence goes, the more power you accumulate, the easier it is to get canceled, the easier it is for you to fall. But thus far, she's played all of her cards right. And she's smart, not just because she went to Columbia. She is just smart. Because, again, she pivoted her entire brand so quickly and did it so well. And that's why every time you sign on to TikTok, you will see at least one of her videos. Whether it's on your following page or your For You page, she is consistent. She is making high quality content, even if it's just watching someone cook something that's not even that interesting. She has influenced all of us, and an influencer is what she is. So I'm going to share the salmon rice recipe just in case you haven't heard it. I'm going to talk about the way I like to prepare mine. And any kind of little like twist that you can put on it to make it even more delicious. Honestly, it's simple, and that's what I like about it. But there's a couple things that we can do to elevate it. So get out your pens, get out your pads, your padfolio, your notebook, whatever the case may be. Also, the recipe will be written in the description as always, but nonetheless, yeah, let's do this. Also, this will be taking place of a cocktail for this episode. So if you're trying to get boozy, I have about 50 more episodes for you to booze to. And ooh, maybe I'll have to, guys, hold me to this. Hold me to this. Inspiration just struck. I am going to do an episode for one of my free episodes. And when I say free, I mean like it's an episode like this where I kind of just pick a topic like old times. It's going to be called Booze Clues, and it's going to be talking about all of my favorite childhood TV shows and movies and those figures, because I loved Blue's Clues, and I feel like Steve could have used a drink. We're not getting into that right now. I'm going to save that for that episode, but hold me to that. Make sure I make that. Come back here in a couple months. If I haven't made it, I need you to just like send me a DM, be like, Miles, what are you doing? You said you were going to do this, and now you're not. But you know what else I said I was going to do? I said I was going to share this freaking salmon rice recipe with you. And I'm going to hold true to that. I'm going to do that. So let's talk about it. Salmon, rice, soy sauce, sriracha, QP mayo, avocado optional, seaweed mandatory. No substitutions, no replacements. This is already a pretty accessible meal. Evidently, budget-wise, you can make substitutions, but don't make substitutions if you can afford it. Don't be a wimp. Don't be a baby. And if you don't like salmon rice, I'm so sorry, but you're wrong. You are wrong diddly ding-dong wrong. Anyways, let's talk about it. Salmon. You need a good salmon. Don't overcook your salmon. I see so many people overcook their salmon. It's insane. Salmon is not a hard food to prepare. I prepare my salmon in the laziest way possible. How? The air fryer, of course. I put everything in that little air fryer. Mom, that was the best gift that you could have got me, because I use that thing all the freaking time. I have used my air fryer so much. I've had my air fryer for 2 years now, and I've used it so much. It's insane. I don't know how I survived before I had one. I do my salmon in the air fryer, and I can do it at lunchtime because it takes no time at all. Salmon, I'm not going to write this in the recipe, so these are just tips for your salmon. You can leave the skin on if you want. I prefer to take mine off. If you're going to leave the skin on, make sure you scale the fish. Simple. get them little skilly, slimy scales off your fish because you don't want to be eating those. But I just prefer to cut the skin off in general. Salmon skin, when done well, baby, can be really good. It can be really good. But most times you don't do it well. And most times I don't do it well. So I just opt to remove it in general. Seasoning. You want to get a high quality piece of salmon. So salmon is similar to steak in a way where...
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
With steak, you have different parts of the cow where it will come from, and that'll also determine the marbling and the fat content, the fat cap, and all of that moo moo cow bullshit. For salmon, you can get different quality of salmon. I love salmon from the Faroe Islands. It's right outside of Iceland. Really great fish, delicious. It's my mom's favorite. But any salmon fillet will do. You could use canned salmon. You know, I'm not judging. If times are tough, you can use canned salmon, but you can use fresh salt, kosher salt, all over. Fresh cracked black pepper, garlic powder, paprika for color. That's why I'm not listing that in the ingredients. You'll need it. You can have it if you want it. A little bit of lemon. A little bit of dill. Perfect salmon, and it's versatile enough that you can use it on anything. I don't have dill right now. So what I'm doing is I'm just salt, pepper, garlic powder. I'm throwing that in my air fryer. I'm going to do that for 375 for about 7 to 8 minutes. That's going to make it a nice medium, like medium. And yes, you can cook your salmon at different temperatures. Like you do a steak. You can do medium. You can do medium rare. Well done. Rare. There's so many different things you could do with salmon. I like my salmon at like a nice medium. It's flaky, but it's moist and it's delicious. And it's one of those things that makes me happy. Once that salmon comes out the air fryer, you can do the rice ice hack, but I'm just going to use fresh rice. Use as much as you want. Measure that with your heart. To my salmon rice, what I think makes it extra yummy is a little bit of rice wine vinegar. So I'm going to add that in. And then I'm going to follow that by adding in my QP mayo. And also, this is after my salmon has been flaked and crushed. I'm going to add some QP mayo. I'm going to follow that up with a burning butthole amount of sriracha. I'm trying to have fire farts. I'm trying to literally wince at the thought of using the restroom. That is what you need to do. Then I'm going to add some soy sauce for saltiness and umami. I'm going to mix that up. You can stop there. I'm going to add a little bit of dash of sesame oil. Unless you're using like sesame oil covered seaweed sheets, then that is also an option. I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to slice a private school avocado on top. Some people do cucumbers. I don't mess with cucumbers like that. I don't buy cucumbers because they always freaking go to waste unless I pickle them. But 99% of the time, they go to waste. So cucumbers, just not on my list of things to buy anymore. Nonetheless, sesame oil, that's a way that you can jazz it up. You can add truffle hot sauce, which I don't know how that would go, but that is another way that you can jazz it up. You can never have too much garlic. You can never have too much garlic. Another way that you can jazz it up. Or simply, you can eat it as is, and it's going to be delicious. Again, it's super simple and just so few ingredients. It is QP mayo, sriracha, soy sauce, salmon, and rice, and then seaweed. You know, that's the recipe at its core. So that's what resonates with you. That's what you go for. But yeah, the advice was more so on how to cook the salmon. Don't overcook it. Just cook it enough. But with that in mind, I think that this Emily Mariko inspired episode is starting to come to a conclusion, because as much as I would love to continue talking about her, I do need to rest my body, my soul, my voice, my mind, because it has been a long week, which I will share with you soon. There are some things that I need to share, but I am just not in the place to share them right now. Nonetheless, thank you for listening to another episode of Make It Cute. Make sure that you give us a big old 5-star rating on the Apple Podcast if you have that. If you don't, tell your friends to. Tell your mom to. Tell your grandma to. Tell your dog to. Tell your goldfish to. Tell your manatee to do it. Have whoever you want give us a listen. I would love more suggestions. And yeah, I can't wait to see you on the next episode. Bye.